This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy, you hear that word, enjoy, folks, and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and you reduce your risk. Let me give you some contact information. And I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about. Lots of good educational and dynamite information as usual. We try to give you a lot of content. So our toll-free number, if you'd like to call and get some of these reports or set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call, come in for a complimentary consultation. You know, there was a holiday just recently. The holiday was June 28th. You may say, June 28th, what holiday is that? No more mask. I think Governor Wolf was going to put that and make that a state holiday. I'm not sure about that. So June 28th has been lifted officially. So I'm calling it a holiday. Not really. But anyway, our toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. I'm going to give you three websites that you can spend hours of getting free content, educational material. The first one is leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. And we have some on-demand seminars or past radio shows. On-demand seminars are one on Social Security. Are you ready to retire? One is out of a paycheck, a guaranteed income, paycheck for life. I call it retain your gains, a paycheck for life guaranteed income. There's one on how to have a tax-free retirement. One's on estate planning, wills, trusts, etc. One's on women and wealth. So that website, again, is leavealegacy.com. At the top, you'll see on-demand seminars, 24 hours a day. There's some videos. There's some free reports you can download and take a quiz before you watch the video. And you can take it afterwards or just wait till afterwards. Test your knowledge. That's leavealegacy.com. One is on innovationtaxservice.com. We have a tax practice. We're still doing, believe it or not, extensions, and some people are bringing some returns in. And then we have now's a good time to do a second opinion. One guy brought 6 or 7 returns in this one firm, and I don't know how this is possible. He owes literally thousands and thousands of dollars, and I don't understand how. We've got to look into it. He's a W-2 guy. Doesn't make a lot of sense. But anyways, good time to do second opinions. So innovationtaxservice.com, innovationtaxservice.com. And if you're a high net worth person, a business person, you want to check this website out, elitetaxreduction.com, elitetaxreduction.com. If you owe the IRS, one of the services we're going to be starting is tax resolution. As I mentioned in past shows, they're going to almost double the workforce of the IRS agents. $80 billion, folks. They think for every dollar they spend, they can get 8 in return. We're going to talk more about that and where we think taxes are going. But those are the three websites, leavealegacy.com, innovationtaxservice.com, elitetaxreduction.com. We also show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a crisis basis and a pre-crisis basis. Better do it pre-crisis. But if you know someone's going to a nursing home or in it, it's not too late. Maybe not be able to protect all of it, but at least we can protect some of it. but it's better to do pre-crisis planning. I don't mean long-term care insurance. I've talked about that in the past. We aren't going to go in a lot of detail on this show, but that's the one thing, if you haven't planned for, could wipe your nest egg out. There's a 70, 75% chance that you'll need some type of convalescent care, in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home, or adult day care. Now, there's about a 30%, 25% that you won't. But there's some strategies out there. If you got some money in a money market, checking account, non-qualified accounts, like money markets, mutual funds, folks, you might want to consider, you can do some double and triple duty. You might want to look into, let's explore. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. And then estate planning, I happen to belong to Mahoney Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council. I'm a master certified estate planner. My daughter also belongs. She's a certified estate planner. So we have qualified attorneys who specialize in arenas, that arena from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. And by the way, we're located, you'll see it on the website, but we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA 16148. That's Legacy Financial Strategies, 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA 16148, in a development called Linden Point. Probably half our clients are from Eastern Ohio. Like I said, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees between my daughter and myself for over 70 years. That's right, 70 years. Then when it comes to investments or savings, we'll talk a little bit more about that later. You name it, we probably have it. There's some things I have I won't even share with you that I get involved with. I got so much information that would choke a horse of information. You'll hear some of the stuff that I wouldn't be talking about that you'd have to pay thousands of dollars to get this information. But anyways, we'd like to describe investments or savings like a traffic light. So when you see a traffic light is yellow, most people think it's caution, which it does on a traffic light. But we like to refer to it as your emergency money. Yellow money is your emergency money. Checking, savings, money market account, credit union, and we recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on the person. And then you have red money, anything go up and down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, commodities, all kinds of stuff. The advantages, of course, you get the upside. The disadvantage, you get the downside. And the market lately, we'll talk more about that here in a few minutes. It's been back and forth this week. And I'm recording this on Wednesday, part of it, and I'll finish up on Thursday, June 30th. So you know what comes out next month after July 4th starting? Earnings. And then, of course, the payroll report comes out Friday. You're listening on Saturday. You already have seen that report. We'll see what that number is. And then unemployment's on Thursday. It had dropped down a few weeks before, but it's been spiking up over 400,000. But you'll know the numbers on Saturday. So those are two important dates to watch. And then the earnings is a big one, folks. Where's that market going? Is it going to go up? We've been squeaking out. We just had a record today on Wednesday again. S&P rallies to record a first half wins. But, you know, the S&P can be a little misleading. What do I mean by that? There's 500 companies. And there's about a half a dozen or so control most of that 500. So you got to really drill down and see which companies are really doing well and which ones aren't. So even though if you're buying the spiders, that's okay. But if you're not, it was driving those 500 companies. It's heavily weighted. You know, the FANG companies, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Google, those are the big drivers of that S&P. So anyway, we did have a record again, which is good. So again, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. So let's talk about taxes. I've talked about this in the past. We know taxes are going up. Now, I know Joe Biden says only people making over $400,000. If you believe that, I got some swampland I want to sell you. So the IRS is getting ready, nearly $100 billion infusion, are hiring enforcement agents like there's no tomorrow. Biden states that he wants to collect an extra $2 trillion by stricter audits during the next 10 years. Well, that's where we're going to be offering tax resolution. They're coming after you, folks, especially people, businesses. The tax laws are changing, and if you think the changes will only affect the rich, as I said, I have some swampland or Brooklyn Bridge I'd love to sell you. The changes, many of you listening, some of you won't, but maybe this will affect you. For example, the tax rates may at all stay the same, but the actual threshold you need to reach before you get specific rate kicking in will change. The plan go back to 2017. See, they're set to sunset regardless of what happens December 31st in 2025. I have a table that you can't see, but you can get it. So in 2017, married filing jointly, you know, the 10% was up to $18,650. Now, you have the personal exemption before you pay that. 15% was $18,000 to $75,900. And 25% was $75,901 to $153,100. That was the 2017 taxable income brackets. In 2020, I'll repeat this again, married couples with the 10% bracket is $19,750 versus $18,650. The 12%, see, that's why you need this chart, is $19,751 to $80,250, where 2017 is $18,651 to $75,900. So, folks, they're going to get you. Most people are going to be following those brackets, and if you make more, they're going to even get more. In 2017, here's a big one. The alternative minimum tax kicked in somewhere between $80,000 to $100,000 in income, depending upon how much income was actually derived. Back in 2017, your accountant didn't even bother to tell you that your taxes were being calculated using an alternative tax. I bet you didn't even know that. So the alternative tax calculation method made it so definitely paid more in taxes. Trump raised the alternative minimum tax kick in point to about $400,000. So get ready. Get ready. If you'd like to get this chart from Legalese, I have tax charts. I can download and print all the schedules, the old ones and the new ones. Just call Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service to get that free report. We can email to you or mail it out to you at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, the Dave and Sherry Show. I want you to listen to this important message when you come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy, and we're going to talk about 10 mistakes that beneficiaries can make. Knowing your beneficiaries and how to set them up properly is very, very important. We've talked about this in the past, but it's been a while. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down our toll-free number, I'm going to give it to you again. You can set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or you can go to our website, which has all our contact information, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. I start talking about the different colors of traffic light, and I got sidetracked on taxes, so I got this so disturbed reading that article. But we talked about yellow, green, and red money, like a traffic light. Yellow is your emergency money. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on the person. Red money is anything go up and down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, commodities, etc. And then green money, very important. Many people should have a portion in green money. And what does that mean? That means you cannot lose money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CD, savings bonds, fixed annuities, or what we call enhanced index annuities or FIAs. Some people call them fixed index annuities, where those strategies, your money is linked to some indices. Now, there's about 1,100 of them out there, so they're not all good, just like all stocks and all mutual funds. They fall in and out of favor. So the same with these index annuities. So, but there's, we have the top 25 in Pennsylvania and Ohio, and some of them are pretty attractive. If you're not sure about the market, this may be good to put some of your money, because folks, if the market crashes, you get zero. You don't lose any money, and it resets at the lower number. You don't have to write it back up. And a lot of these, the top 40 have done anywhere from 6% to double digits, 11-12% over the past 10 years with no downside risk. And there's some out there that are pretty, haven't done very well at all, but you can't lose money with those either. But we have the top, so we FIAs out there. We don't work with any particular one company. So if you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call. You may be interested in having a portion of your money in that strategy. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And if you want to get two books we're giving out, called The Smart Retirement by Matt Segula, forward by Dr. Michael Rosian from the Cleveland Clinic, hardback, you can hear it, and our book, which we read along with some other authors, Jack Canfield, you probably have heard of him, Pillars of Success. World's leading entrepreneurs and professionals reveal their success secrets to help you live a happier, healthier, and wealthier life. Pillars of Success. Jack Canfield, Sherry Marini, David Garner, and other business professionals around the world. And the other book is called Smart Retirement. There's no charge for these books, and we'll ship them out, even pay the shipping for them. Great books, folks. You got to get educated. You still want to listen to me when I talk about my one-way radio network. I talk about, you know, the Bereans search the scriptures daily in Acts 17:11 to see if Paul was saying was accurate. Well, that's why I want to give you, that's why we're big into the educational. I like to give you pros and cons. Everything, I don't care what we're talking about. Wills, trusts, if we're talking about investments, whatever, everything. Everything has pros, everything has cons. One size does not fit all. So let's talk about from Zacks. I happen to like Zacks. I subscribe to the advisors, and I spend thousands of dollars for a lot of this information that I have through Zacks. You can get some free stuff, but the stuff I have, you got to pay for. So this is from Kevin Matras, and he wrote a book called Finding Number One Stocks. So stocks closed mostly higher yesterday, although the small cap Russell 2000 was in the red. But the S&P, as I mentioned today, and NASDAQ eked out another new all-time high. And the S&P, as of Thursday, June 30, did as well. Now, July is a very important one because it's like January. So goes the start of July, may determine the rest of the year. Same with January. He doesn't say that, but I've read other articles about that. The improving economy continues to underpin stocks. He said that was underscored by yesterday's Red Book report, which showed same store retail sales up 18.2% versus last month's snapshot of 17.6%. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index was unadjusted 2.1% versus 1.7% on a year-by-year basis. That climbs to 14.9% versus the consensus of 13.5%. Now, here's a big one. The consumer confidence, which was today, soared to 127.3 versus last month's upwardly revised 120 and views for 119. with consumer spending, you may not be aware of this, accounting for roughly 70% of the GDP, gross domestic product. A strong and confident consumer bodes well for thriving economy. So 70% of consumer spending is the GDP. So today we'll get another look at the mortgage applications, etc. Now here's an interesting article that you may want to find. I belong to the Osper Club, the lifetime membership. That's pretty pricey to belong. You can check out their life membership and you see what I'm talking about. So here's a gentleman, and his name is David Fessler, an engineering strategist. He talks about, he says, the U.S. Purchasing Managers Index is a good way to gauge manufacturing levels. The index grows slow this month, but still at historically elevated levels. The corporate credit spread is the extra premium paid for high-yield bonds over much safer government bonds. Last week, high-yield bond spreads hit a fresh post-pandemic low. Those low spreads translate into increased confidence in the U.S. economy. Every year, he said, the Federal Reserve gives the top 23 banks a financial stress test. He said it's designed to test the resilience of big banks under a severe global recessionary environment. And all 23, good news, passed comfortably. That means banks are free to change dividends and undertake share repurchases. A strong banking system is the lifeblood of every strong economy. A bipartisan infrastructure agreement was announced by President Biden last week. I've already talked about that. We can see more sideways trading in future, he says, absolutely. He said the S&P, now you have to be aware of this, the S&P, Standard 4-500, drops 5% or more once every 4 months. Let me repeat that. The S&P drops 5% or more every 4 months, and it's been doing that since 1971. Little tidbit of information. The average decline is 9.4%, but the long-term trend is up. In order to make money, he says, you have to stay invested. Trying to time highs and lows doesn't work. I've proved that to myself many times in my 46 years of investing, according to David Fessler from the Oxford Club. The bottom line is the bull market is still very much intact. Earnings are forecast to increase 40% in 2021. At the beginning of the year, analysts were predicting a 20% increase. He said renewable energy is now the fastest growing source of new electricity generation. That will be the case for decades to come. And one of the biggest players, I'm not going to give it to you on the radio show because we don't give stock picks, but if you'd like to know more about it, give us a call toll free at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group and set up that 5-10-minute, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Our business has a website at leavealegacy.com. Now, this is from another outfit. It says the second quarter of 2021 winds to a close, which is today, June 30th. I'll finish up the other two segments tomorrow. You'll be listening on Saturday. The S&P finds itself all-time highs. I mentioned that earlier. Too many of the new heights. The vulnerable large-cap index has recently scaled. Is more than a little bewildering. After all, wasn't the stock market in the throes of a corrective phase just a week ago? Did the discussion of a day center around how low the market could go? Wasn't inflation set to rain on the market's parade? Wasn't the Fed about to pull a 180? Weren't sky-high valuations supposed to come home to roost? Wasn't there a lot of talk about another housing bubble? And wasn't all the above supposed to be negatively impact the economy and turn corporate earnings? Well, that was then, and this is now. Despite valuations remaining in the stratosphere, inflation numbers running hot, lots of new taper talk, and the Delta variant spreading quickly in many parts of the world, stock market investors appear to remain optimistic about the future are voting with their feet. Then I have another gentleman. He says, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Every week, we got to fill this gap in. Going to fill this clap in. Then it's just going to start the tank. So the fact is, folks, who's right and who's wrong? The question is, how much can you afford to lose? This is why I talk about yellow, green, and red money. You should have money in yellow money, checking, savings, money market, 3 months to a year. If it's suitable and you can afford it, you have enough money, nothing wrong with having money in red money. Are you tactical or are you strategic? And then you got to consider a portion of your money in the green money strategy where you can't lose money due to market conditions. You might want to set something up that has a paycheck for life. Besides Social Security, are you going to have enough money to last for you and your spouse? One of the things we do in our office called the Retirement Roadmap. We put all your information to see if the road that you're on, and we stress test it through different cycles to see if you're going to have enough money. For many people, it's about income. So we don't, one size does not fit all. Every strategy has pros and cons. But if you'd like to set up a complimentary phone call, learn more about what we do, or come in for a complimentary consultation, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call. Toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. It has all our contact information, leavealegacy.com. You listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Before we get into our topic about the top 10 mistakes when naming a beneficiary, we haven't talked about this subject for quite a while. With the CARES Act, there's been some changes. I want to ask you a question. Are we going to head into a recession, or stagflation with high interest rates, not high interest rates, but high inflation and slowing, sluggish economy? Or are we going to be heading to welcome to the roaring 20s? Remember the 20s, the big boom? So here's a take from a gentleman named Ian Wyatt, which I also have a membership with that organization. Here's his take on it. He said, major U.S. indices are rallying to hit all-time highs this week. The latest move is being powered by anticipation of a strong corporate earnings from America's biggest companies, because there are going to be a lot of them are reporting in July. He said blockbuster financial results in the first quarter are expected to carry over into the second quarter. Last year, the country was emerging from pandemic lockdowns in the spring. He said this creates a favorable environment for many companies to beat last year's low. He said overall S&P 500 companies are expected to grow earnings, you ready for this number, by 62% compared with 4.1% in a typical year. That is strong. Plus, revenues are expected to grow by over 19%. That's five times faster than normal. He says stock prices today reflect the continued positive impact of the reopening economy. He goes on to say, earnings growth is the primary event that can propel stock prices higher in the second half of 2021. Then I have a gentleman called Alex Dorkin, as I mentioned on the other segment, ladies and gentlemen. He was talking about, and we're getting ready for a big crash. So I'm trying to give you different perspectives from different people, from Zach's. Now there's another gentleman, Ian Wyatt from Wyatt Pro. He says earnings growth is the primary event, he said, that can propel stock prices higher than the second half of 2021. That's because the S&P index is already trading at an inflated valuation. He said the forward PE on the blue chip index is at 22, which is a 40% premium due to the 10-year average. Stocks now must grow into the rich valuations. And the only way to do that is what? Post strong earnings growth numbers. He said, my view is that the market continues to discount the pace of growth in the second half, and that means the major U.S. market indices could see gains of a further 5 to 10% before the end of the year. So, folks, who's right and who's wrong? As we talked earlier, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is what? Your emergency money. Checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on the person. Red money is anything go up and down. There's nothing wrong with red money. But the question is, if they're wrong, how much can you afford to lose? Or the chicken way is the buy a strategy called green money. And one of the strategies in the green money is called an enhanced index annuity. Now, you may get turned off the word annuity thinking there's a lot of fees. This doesn't have a lot of fees. And again, there's positives and negatives. There's like over 1,100 out there, and about 40 of them are pretty decent, earning anywhere from 6% to some in the double digits with no downside risk. No, you hear this? No downside risk. Now, some of the ones, if you want a little higher upside potential, there is a fee. But for most of them, like 95%, there isn't. But the ones who've got way in the double digits, usually you got to pay a small fee, like 1.25%, 1.5%. But you're buying more of the upside. But listen to this, no downside. And once you have a gain, it's locked in. Now, for some of you, maybe you shouldn't have any money in there because you have lots of money and you can afford to have money in the market. But for other ones, they're looking for something that doesn't have a lot of risk. They're concerned about the market being maybe top-heavy. So the best thing to do is schedule an in-house meeting in our office, or if you want to learn more about that, just give our office a call and schedule a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or you can go to our website, has our contact information, which is leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So let's talk about the top mistakes when naming a beneficiary. Mistake number one, naming a minor child. Life insurance companies won't pay proceeds directly to minors. If you haven't created a trust or made legal arrangements for someone to manage the money, the court will appoint a guardian to do so, which can be costly. Instead, leave the money for a child's benefit to a reliable adult or in trust for. Set up a trust to benefit the child in the name of the trust beneficiary of the policy. Mistake number two, making a dependent ineligible for government benefits. People that have disabilities, a lot of times we'll set up what we call these catastrophic trusts, which is nothing more than a type of irrevocable trust. So naming a lifelong dependent as a beneficiary puts the loved one at risk for losing eligibility for government assistance. Anyone who receives a gift or inherits of more than $2,000, it depends on the state now, is disqualified for supplemental security income and Medicaid under federal law. So you want to set up a special needs trust. A trustee you appoint will manage the money for your dependent's benefit. Mistake number three. We're going over the top 10 mistakes when naming a beneficiary. Mistake number three, overlooking your spouse in a community property state. Well, I'll dispense with that because Pennsylvania and Ohio were not community property states. So mistake number four, falling into a tax trap. Life insurance death proceeds are generally tax-free. And in Pennsylvania, which has an inheritance tax, It's also no inheritance taxes, and there's no income tax for state of Pennsylvania or Ohio. Mistake number five, assuming a will trumps the policy. Bad mistake. There's a famous case called the Kennedy versus Kennedy, where they had a 9 Supreme Court decision. Beneficiaries trump wills. A life insurance policy is a contract. Regardless of what your will says, the life insurance money will be paid to the beneficiary listed on the policy. That's why it's important to contact your insurer to change your beneficiary if needed. Hence, the importance of yearly policy reviews. When's the last time you had a policy review and you discussed your beneficiaries? Also, you might want to look at per stirpes and per capita. I won't go into the detail. That's another thing you want to look into. Mistake number six, forgetting to update. Beneficiary designation shouldn't be considered set it and forget it task. You should review your policy every year and after major life events such as marriage, having children, or divorce, properly change your beneficiaries when circumstances change. Mistake number seven, neglecting details. Be specific when you name beneficiaries. Instead of writing my children, list full names, social security numbers, and addresses. When naming multiple beneficiaries, decide whether you want the money divided per stirpes, which means the branch of the family, or per capita, which means by head. You want it to go to horizontal or vertical. By not doing it properly, you could be disinheriting your grandchildren. Mistake number eight, keeping quiet. It's important to inform your beneficiaries of their status so they know you have a life insurance policy, where it is, and how to find it. Open communication with beneficiaries now can save family from chaos later, or even worse, never claiming the benefit. Number nine, giving the money with no strings attached. Naming young adult children as beneficiary without setting conditions for how the money is dispersed can be set up for a financial failure. Many young adults aren't able to handle a large influx of cash. You can do that very simple with a trust. You can sprinkle it out age 25, 30, 35, or whatever mechanism you'd like to do. Mistake number 10, not naming contingent beneficiaries. Most people name their spouse as a beneficiary, but don't consider the spouse might predecease them. Then they forget about it. Some people fail to name any beneficiaries at all. They'll name the estate, which means it's got to go through probate. And then you got to listen to the judge and the statute of Pennsylvania where it goes. So have a primary and have contingent beneficiaries. When there is no living beneficiary, the life insurance benefit typically goes to the estate and is subject to, as I mentioned, probate, meaning beneficiaries may have to wait a long time to receive the benefit and the life insurance proceeds potentially being open to creditor claims. So if you'd like to get a copy of these 10 mistakes or get our book called Pillars for Success or the book by Matt Segula called Strategic Movement Around Retirement called Smart Retirement, these are hardbacks. We'll be glad to send them out to you. No charge. We even pay the shipping. So if you'd like to get a copy or set up that consultation or come in for a personal meeting, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com. Leaveallegacy.com, which has all our contact information. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. When you come back, we're going to talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning, We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Could you get a chance to write those phone numbers down that we have? If you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute consultation or come in person for a complimentary consultation, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call, toll-free, at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit us on one of our three websites, leavealegacy.com, innovationtaxservice.com, or elitetaxreduction.com. So we're going to talk a little politics on this segment, and just to give you some updates, I don't want to scare you, but 4,000, this comes from the Epoch Times, by the way, E-P-O-C-H Times. I get the hard copy, which is in the lobby, and I also get it online. But 4,115 vaccinated people have died, been hospitalized with COVID-19 breakthrough. This is vaccinated people. Now, Mercer County, I understand, I've got different reports. The latest one I had is about a little 50%. We're like ranked 36 out of 66 counties in the state. Of course, Wolf says there's 70% that had at least one shot and a little over 50-some percent with two shots. I've never taken the flu vaccine. I'm not taking this vaccine. So I want to thank people who have taken it for being the experimental subjects. So let me read what it says. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, said that more than 4,000 people have been hospitalized or died from COVID-19 breakthrough cases. The agency, in an update last week, said that 4,115 people have been hospitalized or have died from COVID-19 despite having been fully vaccinated. So getting the flu, getting the COVID, it's all serious. If you've got underlying condition, it's all serious. We're going to talk about, but the most thing is, not so much that, is when you die, where are you going to spend eternity? That's the most important. The total number of individuals who died from COVID-19 after being vaccinated is 750, according to the agency. It noted that 76% of hospitalizations and deaths from breakthrough cases occurred among individuals over the age of 65. As of June 21, 2021, more than 150 million people in the United States have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, said the agency in its June 25th update. During the same time, CDC received reports from 47 U.S. states and territories of 4,115 patients with COVID-19 vaccine breakthrough infection who were hospitalized or died. Remember, the people who died were very small. Federal health officials downplayed the new data and said they had anticipated breakthrough cases, illnesses, and death. To be expected, Dr. Paul Offit, a top advisor to the Food and Drug Administration on children's vaccines, told CNBC on June 25th, the vaccines aren't 100% effective even against severe disease. Very small percentage of the 600,000 deaths. The CDC on May 1 announced that it had stopped counting all breakthrough cases and only reports on those that lead to hospitalization or death. COVID-19 is the illness caused by the Chinese Communist Party virus, otherwise known as COVID-19 or the coronavirus. It comes as Israeli officials last week said that during a recent outbreak of COVID-19, about half of the adults infected in the recent outbreak were fully vaccinated. That's rather interesting. Ron Blaschier, who leads an expert advisory panel for Israeli government, in announcing the findings on June 25th, 2021, said the country might end up in a lockdown again. That's not good news. Blaschier and other officials said that 90% of the new cases were caused by the so-called Delta COVID-19 variant. The entrance of Delta variant had changed the transition dynamics, he told the Wall Street Journal. Also last week, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health reported that nearly 4,000 people who were fully vaccinated have tested positive for the virus. Now, our president, Joe Biden. Is Joe Biden a racist? In my opinion, I think he is. And that's before his mind started to go. He's always been that way. The Democratic Party wants America to think that its party is one of inclusion. For years, it's tried to paint former President Donald Trump as a racist. Ironically, President Joe Biden recently said something that could be classified as both of these things. But the left isn't saying a word. Xenophobia and racist. On Thursday, June 24th, Biden was in Raleigh, North Carolina, urging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. During the speech, he said it's hard to get, I never even heard of this word before, Latinx, L-A-T-I-N-X, people vaccinated before they're fearful. They'll be vaccinated, then deported. I don't know why he even uses that terminology. People immediately started calling the president out for a seemingly racist remark labeling all Hispanic people illegal. GOP Rep. Carlos Gumenez, Florida, called the president out of touch and said his comment was demeaning. Former Representative Carlos Curbelo also let Biden know his remark was offensive. The Latinx, I'm probably butchering how you pronounce it, I don't use that word, never heard of that word, comment bothered people as well. The term is something Democrats have been trying to popularize for years but hasn't caught on. Or they shouldn't catch on. The Latino community even told them to stop using the term. But guess what? They continue to persist. Not only did the president insult the community by implying they are all illegals, can't make their choices about health care. I don't like any kind of labels. If you're an American, you're a citizen, guess what? You're not German-American. You're not African-American. Whatever, you're Irish-American. You're an American. I'm basically a mutt. I have ancestors that came from different parts of the country. So I'm an American. If you want to call me a mutt, that's probably a more accurate term. Now this one, and the Herald, I know they got to report news, but does it have to be front page news? They had a couple on the front page of the paper yesterday. When I say yesterday, I'm talking about June 30th, front page story. And the Supreme Court hands transgender student a win in school bathroom. This was a student who was a female and still is a female, but decided to become a male, which in his mind thinks he's a male, but he's still a female, would use a unisex bathroom in the nurse's bathroom, but it was too disturbing, so he sued the school board. And after about 6 years, the Supreme Court decided not to take the case. And, of course, Clarence Thomas and Alito, two Supreme Court justices I admire, would have taken the case, but seven did not. Folks, either you believe in the Bible or you don't believe in the Bible. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. Now, the Bible is very clear. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none righteous. No, not one. Compared to a righteous, holy God, we are filthy rags. Man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. Now, God loves all, A-L-L. He wants all to come to repentance. So you're going to die, I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? But the Bible is very clear. God is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last. He wrote the Bible through men. It does not say Adam and Steve. It says Adam and Eve. Now, my undergraduate degree is in psychology. There could be people who have tendency to gain weight, anger. Those are all temptations. Those are all sin. The first step is admission. You have to admit it and then repent. That's the secret. James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. You have to ask for godly forgiveness and then accept who? Jesus Christ is the God. So the first step, you say, I might be struggling with this, but I know it's wrong. Now, once you repent, accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you still have old nature, folks. I have old, rotten nature, but I have the new nature. But I would never say my anger or my sarcasm when I cross the line is okay. Just like when they say marriage between two guys or whatever, two females. No, no, no. The Bible is very clear on that. What side do you stand on? You remember Moses draw a line in the sand? Dathan and his followers got swallowed up. He loves all. He stands there. He knocks. Can you hear? Secret is, ask for forgiveness. Accept who? Jesus Christ is the God. Because you're going to die, I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? So if you'd like to get the $1 trillion bill with Abraham Lincoln on it, that's God's message on the other side, here's the $1 trillion question. Will you go to heaven when you die? If it's not, it's hell. So I have a booklet that I'm giving out by Randy Elkhorn called Heaven, Biblical Answers to Common Questions, and then A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. These are little pamphlets, 45, 50 pages approximately, not 8.5 by 11 inches, but half that size. You can read a chapter a day. We also have another radio show we do on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. called One Way Radio Network, Only One Way to Heaven. Most important decision. God's a respecter of no persons. I don't care if you're gay or who you are or if you have an anger issue, but you don't say it's okay. It's sin. All have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. So the secret again is repentance, godly forgiveness, and accept Jesus Christ as the God. If you've said that, that's the most important decision you could possibly make. If you'd like to get this booklets, give us a call. Toll free at Legacy Financial Strategy. We'll ship them out, no charge, and we can pay shipping. Toll free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. I want to wish you a happy 4th of July. So we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Call Legacy Financial Strategy toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com for a simple 3-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.